dropped a dollop of mercury on the floor. Officials will test everyone's shoes and return them, provided there's no mercury on them. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The following is a paid program and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff or management of Visionary Related Entertainment.
Aloha and welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and today our guest is Hannah Hammerly. Hannah Hammerly has been practicing in the healing arts for over 25 years. She offers dream tending and gestalt process sessions. She also teaches polarity therapy at the Maui Academy of Healing Arts, and she runs the Yabaseet Center for Meditation, Creativity and Expression, and the Polarity Center, Therapy Center of Maui. She is a painter, loving oil, watercolors, and mixed media. She dances and sings often. Welcome, Hannah.
Hi, Leah. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for being our guest today. I'm really excited. We're going to be talking about dreams and gestalt. And for those of you who don't know that word, we'll be explaining that. But before we do, as each week, I'd like to pick an angel card. And this week, our message is choice. The message from this card is, you have drawn this card to help you appreciate the difference between making choices from the perspective of your spirit, your inner mind and being, and making them according to the needs posed by your analytical or outer mind. Again, they're always so perfect. The angels work in unison with the show.
Yes.
Although you may work hard at accomplishing the goals you have chosen in order to find lasting satisfaction, you are being called upon to consider the intentions with which you make decisions. When making a choice, it isn't just which option you choose. It is the quality, intention, and commitment from which you choose that course of action that tells you whether or not your spirit is engaged in the decision. You are in need of making choices that more consistently reflect a reverence for yourself and all of life.
Mm.
So dream work, that brings us right inside, doesn't it?
Yes, and dreams help us with making choices in this way.
I have made some of my most significant changes in life based on my dreams. I'm not kidding. You know, my divorce, honestly. I remember I was having horrible nightmares, and I finally went to a dream therapist, and they worked with the nightmares, and I found out that I had to leave that marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And moving to Maui, I also got very clear guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk. How did you come to do this work with dreams?
Well, I myself had some very major dreams that changed my life, and so I really got to appreciate dreams. And the first time I got exposed to the gestalt way of dreaming, working with dreams, was when I read Gestalt Therapy Verbatim by Fritz Perls. I was at the time in a bachelor's program for humanistic and transpersonal psychology. And so I was hooked because it was all transcripts of dream sessions. And immediately my private practice, I was a practitioner of polarity therapy, and immediately my whole work changed, and I started to include the gestalt process. And I got very interested in working with dreams that way, the gestalt way.
What exactly is gestalt? And can you spell that for those of us who aren't familiar with that word?
It's spelled G-E-S-T-A-L-T.
Mm-hmm.
And it means, it is a synthesis developed by Fritz Perls, who was a psychoanalyst, which he brought together psychodrama, elements of psychodrama, sensory awareness, so body awareness, Zen meditation, so the practice of awareness and presence. And he brought all these things together and created an ingenious mix. And basically, when we do gestalt, we bring everything into the room, into this moment, and treat it as if it was right here.
Okay, I'm going to give out the call-in number for the second half of the show, because she's actually going to be, if you're one of those brave souls who wants to call in, please call in. This is your opportunity to look at your deep inner self and get the messages. So you can call in at 242-7800. Again, that will be at the 12:30 time. And be well, again, I don't want to say guinea pig, but I mean, it would be great because you could call in and we could see how the process is actually done. You could do a mini session. Now,
yes. You
do mini sessions here on the island.
I do mini sessions Saturdays from 12:30 to 3 at the Dragon's Den store in Makawao. And please come if you are have time and come and try it out. It's
now,
wonderful.
These are free mini sessions.
Yeah, 15 minutes free mini sessions. If people go longer, then they can pay.
Right.
Extra.
And you also have an office at the Dragon's Den where
yes.
you do full hour, you do 60-minute, 90-minute, and 120, so two-hour
yes.
sessions.
Yes.
So they can be quite extensive as well.
Yes, it depends on who comes and what is needed. Sometimes a session is really short because the person gets what they need. Sometimes we have to hang out longer to be with the process.
And it's a very interesting process. We're going to be talking more about this Gestalt process of dream therapy. I would like to give you Hannah's information, though, if you'd like to go to her website. There's all kinds of information on there. It's www.yabasit.com. And I'm going to spell that for you. It's Y-A-Y-A-Basit, B-A-S-I-T.com. And what does that mean?
It's one of the 99 names for God, Sufi names for God, and it means the expander, the one who makes things easy. So I'm not a Sufi, but I had to call in that quality, and I want to call in that quality for clients as well to find the easy way through life's struggles with issues and challenges.
And your phone number is 808-572-1104, and Hannah is offering a very generous offer for our radio listeners today. And actually, through the entire month of October and...
November, yeah.
All the way through November.
Yes.
Okay, so if you don't have an issue now, or you don't have a dream you want to work with, but one comes up and you go, what was that? What did that mean? You can call her, 572-1104, and she's offering one-hour sessions, regularly $75. They will only be $50. And I have done some of this Gestalt work, and I find it absolutely incredible. Talk
yes.
about learning how to love all of yourself.
Yes.
That has been my greatest gift that I've received from Gestalt. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what Gestalt is and dreams. We're going to be taking a short break now, and we will be right back. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio.
Do you have an inspiring message, skill, gift, or product to share with others? Would you like to reach thousands of people across the island with this message at a reasonable cost? Call Leah Howard at 808-269-3137 and become a guest or sponsor on Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. Mind, Body, Spirit is dedicated to bringing our listeners quality, uplifting programming focused on nourishing the body, mind, heart, and soul. Now is the time to be a guest or sponsor, so call Leah today and get your message heard at 808-269-3137. That's 808-269-3137.
Hi, this is Psychic Channel Leah Howard. Please join me for intuitive development and channeling classes. This 10-week series of classes is designed to teach you how to enhance your natural intuitive ability and connect with your spirit guides. You will learn how to bring through messages from your higher self, guides, and angels. A variety of approaches will be presented in a safe and supportive environment. Please call me at 808-269-3137 or go to www.leahhoward.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and today our guest is Hannah Hammermill. And I would like to invite you to attend the Ohana Connection. The Ohana Connection for only $10. Every week it includes breakfast, and you hear a wonderful presentation from local and mainland innovators in their fields, a wide array of alternative topics to stimulate your mind and spirit. The Ohana Connection is a fun, supportive, and alternative networking breakfast. This meeting goes from 8:30 to 10:30 every Tuesday at 111 Connie Street in Kahului. It's right opposite of Foodland. Come and share your business or interest and learn from the wide variety of guests and speakers that grace each meeting. Call Helen at 573-6343. And the special guest speaker for next Tuesday is Haiku Helen, and she will be revealing the secrets that lay in your palm. And she even looked at my little grandbaby's tiny little hand, and she told me all kinds of things about him. It was really amazing. So come if you can, meet some new friends, pass out your business cards, and have a wonderful breakfast. All right, so Hannah, tell us a little bit more how you came to be doing this work. I understand you went through a big change a few years ago.
Yes, a few years ago, I was a polarity practitioner and teacher for a long long time, and I was in a program for becoming a psychotherapist, master's program for counseling, and my health said stop. And so I had to look at what I was doing, and in the process, in the next few years, I did some deep soul searching, and I came up with a new form for my work, which was the dream tending and gestalt process, and actually including art process. And what happened is I committed to becoming a painter, or making painting the center of my life, and then adjusting my work to that. And dreams are so creative. They come from our unconscious, and they are uncensored. So, and I had these great experiences with my own dreams, so I decided to do dream work the gestalt way.
Now, did you use this process of the gestalt tending, dream tending,
yes,
with yourself? In other words, with your illness, did you talk to parts? We should maybe explain a little bit more what that is, because I understand I've done it. You talk,
yes,
to different parts of yourself.
Well, you talk to and you enter. So in the gestalt way, we look at the dream parts as all parts of yourself, and maybe some parts you are more familiar with and others you aren't. And so you get to enter the experience of different parts and then reclaim their energies. For example, if you have trouble, if somebody has trouble owning their power, maybe they're like they had a role model of a helpless mom or something, and then they have dreams of these powerful animals of the ocean, and then the ocean, the energy of the ocean, or a whale, or other animals, or whatever comes up, can be. That's where they experience their power, and it becomes a resource for them to enter the experience of owning their power.
Now, when I was a little kid, about 6 years old, my dad died, and I started having these recurring tidal wave dreams. And
yes,
I'm not kidding. This wave, I didn't even live near the ocean, but this huge wave would come and,
yes,
just sweep everything away.
Yes.
What's that? Is that that part of me that needed to be more powerful?
Well, I don't know in your case, but recently I had a woman come in, and she had a recurring dream of a tidal wave, and I can tell you what happened with her.
It, oh,
was very powerful.
Maybe,
and
that's a common theme.
it is and it isn't. It's like each person has their own meaning, but it's also, these are metaphors, archetypes or something, can be seen also in a more general way. But in her case, she had trouble embodying. When I asked her to be the tidal wave, mm-hmm, she couldn't really feel that bigness. She was more identified with the woman who stood at the beach, and there was kids next to her, and she was so afraid the kids would get hurt. She wasn't worried for herself. And so we were just kind of brainstorming, what is this about this water, this big tidal wave? And from my polarity background, I threw out, well, how about emotions? And she said, that's it. I hold all my emotions in because I'm afraid to burden the other, my kids or other people around me. And I said, well, how about the tidal wave comes to show you that maybe you want to learn different relationship with your emotions. You don't have to blurt them out and burden other people, but you can at least acknowledge them inside of you and create an honoring and listening relationship with them inside. And she was so happy to hear that.
And have you done any follow-up? Do you know, does she feel more powerful and expressive in her relationships?
She said she would email me, so I have yet to get that. It was really recent, but I could see in her whole energy how much that meant to her, because she had believed that if she would allow her emotions to even show up, that that would be burdening somebody else, and she'll get sick if she doesn't change that.
Okay, I'm going to reveal another embarrassing,
yeah,
dream, where I had this recurring dream, and I would wake up and feel this horrible, scary, negative energy, and I would actually scream out, wake,
yeah,
up like that. So you're saying that I would need to embody that.
One maybe scary thing to do, but maybe worthwhile thing to embody that scary energy. Do you want to try right now?
Well, I you know, when I moved to Maui, these dreams stopped. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yeah. I knew it was not what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to move to Maui. And
uh-huh,
one of the benefits was letting go of this scary dream that I actually had it for a number of years. Every now and then it would just,
wow,
happen.
So something, your unconscious definitely wanted your attention, and it sounds like you listened in some way.
So when we have a nightmare, it's our unconscious wanting our attention about something.
Yes, I've heard that. I think Jeremy Taylor said that, and that made a lot of sense to me, that it makes it just so intense that you do remember the dream, and it's just your unconscious wanting your attention. And often wonderful things come out of nightmares, wonderful learnings.
Such as?
Such as, well, I have a terrible dream that was horrible for me to remember, and I was so embarrassed.
oh, come on, tell it.
In fact, I cut off the hand of my husband. I know. And I didn't even want to have that dream. You know, it was
yeah.
so terrible. And I happened to be in a Gestalt workshop, and my Gestalt teacher was there. And so I had to embody the hand. It was actually part of my garden chores. One of my chores was to clean my husband's hand, and I thought, oh, I, in the dream, I didn't think much about it. I just thought, oh, cutting off, that'll make it easier. You know, it's the most practical thing to do. And then suddenly I realized this hand is decaying. It's dead. And so it was horrible. And then she had me enter the experience of the dream.
Uh-huh.
And she happened to ask me, hand, whose hand are you? And what came out immediately was my dad's.
Oh.
Or Hannah's dad's. And so, you know, there was a part of me that was scared to speak up because I had been spanked. He was very authoritarian. And I had to cut out of my life a part of me that couldn't embody my own voice. And so that dream was majorly life-changing. And by the way, at the end of the dream, when we were on an outing, my husband and me, I was ready to tell him we have to go to the emergency room to sew on the hand. Mm-hmm. I looked and his hand was on. That was still in the dream. So
wow.
But I was still shocked when I woke up. So now I'm very revealed to you guys.
Well, I can remember 4 or 5 dreams a night, and they affect me in the morning.
Oh, yes,
you know,
yes.
How I go throughout my day. I have to really work at putting...
It's important to remember the feelings you had in the dream. Like, I wasn't horrified in the dream of what I did, but afterwards, you know. So dreams are very uncensored. They bring up things that are no-nos in our conscious mind.
I love that.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, that dream was so precise in changing some deep psychological patterning that I carried. It was just like my whole relationship changed after that.
And your relationship with your dad too, probably.
Yes, he was dead long ago, so it was hard to work it out with him face to face.
Right.
So these things were very unconscious.
Now, what about those people that don't remember their dreams? I often hear people say, I don't have any dreams. I don't dream. I don't remember my dreams.
And I usually say that doesn't matter. Just bring yourself. If you have a life issue, then we can work with it the Gestalt way. And I like to say, if they come to a dream workshop, for example, I like to say, just say, I'm dreaming that, and then say your issue, like, I have a conflict with this person or whatever it is. And if you don't even want to do that, then let's just start from nothing and see what arises. You just start with continuum of awareness and tell me what you notice in the body.
Now, you're actually doing a seminar called Entering the Dream Mystery. Don't you just love that name? Friday.
Yes.
October 20th and Friday, November 17th at the Studio Maui from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. for $15. How would someone benefit by attending this? What are they going to get out of that seminar?
It's a very experiential workshop. So we do a dream image where people get to make an image of their dreams or several dreams or just one scene of it. And then journaling and sharing with a partner or in the circle. And then either doing a dream demo with one person where I work with a dream and the others witness. Or we do a movement segment where people can move as a part of the dream. Because it's very important to be physically embodying that part. So if I'm a rock, that I feel like a rock. I make a posture like a rock. I really feel that hardness or whatever it is.
So a person could come, whether they remember a dream or not,
yes,
because they could use a life issue if
yes.
they can't remember a dream.
Yes.
And it's a way to process and go deeper inside.
Yes. And letting the body's intelligence, really what we're tapping into is the intelligence of life force, of your life force. And so when we tap into dreams or into art process, images or movement, voice, we tap into that intelligence and it's all there. We don't even have to do anything. Things get revealed to us, the lessons, the learnings.
And when you switched, so basically you switched careers as a result of the guidance that you received from...
Yes, I changed. I had these problems with my joints, and so I couldn't do the body work anymore, and I had to change something. And so I did Gestalt. I started to do Gestalt art process, dream tending, and I love it.
I get so inspired when I hear stories of people who, you know that old saying, one door closes and a window or another door opens somewhere.
Yes,
and you're a perfect
yes.
example of that, how that happened, that you were
yes.
on a path, you were doing your path, liking what you were doing, but your body was giving you other messages. It's
yes.
time for change. Or sometimes people end up getting fired or they get transferred or all kinds of external changes happen to create inner change.
I had to trust myself more and really do the work that was closest to my essence. Rather than in the polarity, it was still a system. It wasn't fully just me, and I brought a lot of me into the polarity. I still love polarity, but this is even closer. And that way, it's even more effortless for me to do this work. It just flows out of me easily.
Well, and it seems like you're just completely connected to your creative flow, because not only do you have this the private sessions at the Dragon's Den and in the office, you also have this meditation center.
Yes.
And the Polarity Center, and
yes.
you're teaching, and you're just doing so many amazing things.
And I paint.
Oh, we'll
in
talk
fact,
about that, yeah.
I love to paint. I have painted some dreams even, some of my major dreams, and I actually currently have a painting in the annual juried membership show at the Hui, which happens to be a portrait of Jordi Johnner, who is the owner and director of the Studio Maui.
Oh, in that's
Haiku.
Great. They're one of our sponsors. How nice.
Yes, yes. And it's called Dream Dancer. It's in the show through November 12th.
Great.
On Baldwin Avenue.
And I can see the joy in your face that you love your life right now. Even though it changed, it took a different turn,
yes.
you love what you're doing.
Yes.
So there's a lot of hope and inspiration here if you're at a place and you're looking for a new way to bring forth whatever your gifts are. You're using your art, you're using your ability to tend dreams and to go deep into the psyche of other people and assist them.
Yes.
And it's all synthesizing.
What I had to acknowledge is that I have this creative side, and I always took it for granted. I thought, well, everybody has it, or maybe I'm just not fitting or different. And I had to turn around and say, okay, this is my strength, and then let my work flow out of that.
And I can't help but ask, and has your body, does it feel like your body's gone through a healing as a result
of
that?
Oh, totally.
Really?
Yes. Of course, I had to do the other things to help heal myself, but that was like at the core of the change, yes.
That was at the core of the change.
Yes.
Very exciting. We are speaking with Hannah Hammerly, and her phone number is 572-1104. Her website is www.yabasit.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, A-S-I-T, S as in Sam. And you can call her, and you will receive $25 off of a one-hour session for a dream-tending session. And she also does free sessions at the Dragon's Den on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Saturdays, 12:30 to 3 p.m.
Oh, all those details, all those numbers.
Yes.
I was never a number person. 12 till 3?
12:30 to 3 at the Dragon's Den store.
Okay.
And my practice is Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 1, and Saturday after the mini sessions through the end of the day.
All right. I want you guys that are out there, think of a dream. Come on. I'm going to give you the call-in number. We're going to take a short break in a minute or two. The call-in number here at the studio is 242-7800. Now, if you are the first caller, you will receive a 20-minute free gift certificate to O2 Buzz. This is a new place. It's in Kihei. You can go and sit and relax and get hooked up to some really high-powered oxygen with aromatherapy. I did it. It's really fun.
Oh, cool.
It's really
fun. I wish I was calling in.
I know. So if you're the first caller that calls in today at 242-7800, or if you're calling from a neighboring island, it's 866-982-7800. 866-982-7800. You will receive that free gift certificate. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. The Studio Maui, located in Haiku, has ongoing adult and children's classes in various movement arts such as yoga, Nia, dance, martial arts, and special events and workshops throughout the week. The Studio Maui is a center for wellness and also a facility rental for your next event. Please visit the Studio Maui in Haiku or go to the web at www.thestudiomaui.com or call 575-9390.
Do you want to get naturally healthy, find your purpose, and discover the holistic and new age community on Maui? Then pick up and read Maui Vision Magazine. We make an excellent starting point to get you connected to the right healer or event. In Maui Vision Magazine, you'll find information on yoga, astrology, dance, nutrition, personal growth, holistic health, massage, psychics, spiritual groups, workshops, wellness events, health products, music, entertainment, and much more. Best of all, Maui Vision Magazine is free. Pick up your free copy of Maui Vision Magazine at popular retail outlets or call us at 669-9091 to find a location near you. And if you have a product or service that would benefit from marketing to our 6,000-plus readers, we offer low-cost and no-cost ways to get the word out. So get inspired and get in touch. Call us today, 669-9091. Maui Vision Magazine, your guide to natural living.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm Leah Howard, and today we have Hannah Hammerly. She's been practicing in the healing arts for 25 years, and we are talking about dream tending and the Gestalt process, and we have a caller on the air. Hello, you're on the air, and your name, please.
My name's Daniel.
Hi, Daniel, and what's your question?
I didn't have a question. I had a dream that has been really bothering me since I had it about a couple months ago. Can I talk about it?
Yes, please.
In this dream, I was in a field, a park-like, with my 11-year-old son. We were at a small gathering, and we were the only ones wearing headphones. We didn't seem to be in the gathering, so I said to him, "Let's take off." We ran and ran across the field of grass. I came to a road, a street. I was the first one there, and I waved for him to catch up with me. He seemed to misunderstand, and without looking, he ran straight into the road, and I watched a car. and I woke up screaming.
Yes.
And I kind of went over it, and I kind of got some things figured out, but I'm just really afraid that this thing keeps haunting me. And it's made me more anxious about his safety than ever.
So you're afraid it's a prophetic dream. That's your fear, that would come true.
That something would happen to him. So I would ask you as a first thing to do, and we're just kind of going to do some active dreaming here. Imagine that you finish up the dream. Basically, you see him running into the road and then finish the dream and bring him to safety. How about that? First thing.
You mean like change the dream?
That's right. We're just going to... This is your son. You have a son in real life, right?
Right.
Yes, so let's just have your unconscious go through the motion of finishing the dream. And you whatever you need to do to get him to safety. Can you do that?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm a little stuck because the dream was so vivid. I watched what has happened to his body.
Oh, did you see actually an accident happen?
Yeah.
Oh, so that was in the dream. You didn't wake up before that.
No.
See. Yeah, I see.
I saw, he seemed to be dead after that.
Hmm. That's a very scary dream.
Well, I think so. I don't have your dreams
Yes. So ask your dreamer. Let's imagine the part of you that brought you that dream wants to say something to you. Could you say to the ask that dreamer, why did you bring me this dream?
Why did you bring me this dream?
Okay, now shift into that being, that part of you, that dreamer that brought you that dream. Can you do that physically? Just you can even go to another chair. Or just inside, shift to being the dreamer and answer
you. I'm a construction worker squatted out here in the dirt trying to take a break from work.
Well,
however, I will change my squat and face the other way.
And so let yourself sink into the being, your version of the dreamer, and trust what comes and answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just really blocked. My emotions, it just was so intense.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should meet you Saturday for extra.
Yes, why didn't you come over? I think that's important to honor this dream. Let's do that. Let's come to the Dragon's Den.
Thank you.
Yes.
I had already thought about it because I was afraid to even talk about this on the radio.
I understand. I totally appreciate you for sharing this. And do you know where the Dragon's Den is?
Yes, I've actually been thinking about seeing, I just don't know why, but I picked a psychic. I thought I should see a psychic about this dream. And my pattern is to procrastinate things.
Yes. So and, can you come this Saturday?
Yes, of course.
I'll start at 12:30 in the store.
I'll be there waiting in line.
Okay, cool.
Or you could get a private session. She's offering $25 off. This dream might require, I mean, I would recommend a private session. It's a one-hour session, and it's only $50. And it could give you some amazing insight into your psyche, into yourself, into why you're high. Because ultimately, our dreams are from that higher self, that soul part of us.
Yes.
There's a very important message here for you.
I understand, and I'm trying to receive, and I'm just a little blocked.
Yes, and this dream definitely wants your attention, so don't procrastinate.
That is the one thing that when I became the dream sender, that was the one answer I would have, just to wake me up, wake you up.
Wonderful, and that's a good thing.
Thank you, Anna.
Hey, and thanks so much for listening.
So tell me your name again.
My name's Daniel.
Daniel, see you Saturday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the lines are open if you want to call in with a dream, 242-7800. And what we're going to do is, it's not dream interpretation what she does. She's going to actually work with you on having you embody the different parts of your dream. So when you do that, you'll be sort of, Gestalt, often they have the person shift the seats, change the chairs, and get into the different feelings. So, again, 242-7800, 866-982-7800. Let's talk a little bit more, because that was a very intense dream. And see, that happened a couple months ago, and it's still, you can feel the emotion with it, how powerful
yes.
that is.
Yes. And, of course, a person who dreams that of their son would be very worried. And so it's really worth working with this dream.
But most dreams are not prophetic. Most dreams are simply a representation of...
I wouldn't necessarily say that this is a prophetic dream.
Right. No, I don't think it is either. I think that it's probably a part of him really wanting to get a
yes,
message
yes.
through.
Yes, yes. And he will need more time to be with his feelings. That's why it's good we're going to do it in person.
Okay, and we have another caller. Hello, you're on the air. Your name, please. Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Oh, maybe not. They're gone. Are they gone? Did we lose them? They're in the dream world. Okay, so in terms of dreams and processing dreams, so would you say it's the first emotion that you wake up with, that's what you want to pay attention to?
That's one thing, but when we, paying attention to the feelings is very important. Like he said, I'm blocked, so it takes a while to sink into the experience. I call it entering the experience of a part, and he did get something when he entered the dreamer, you know, that I'm trying to wake you up. So it's wonderful. You know, we do get messages.
So then he could also, you might explore him being the child and his motivation for running in the road?
Yes, but maybe not the first thing, because it's so intense. You
right,
know?
Yeah, right. No, yeah, I was yeah. just wondering how...
Kind of moving. I remember my teacher working with somebody who had a very high alarm situation in the center of the dream, and all she worked with in the dream was the water around that high alarm boat on fire. And so the whole dream was about resourcing the person, being with the water.
Okay, we have a caller. Hello, you're on the air. Your name, please.
So, I call entering the parts, entering the experience of these parts, and it's a mystery what happens when you enter these different experiences. That's why I call the workshop Entering the Dream Mystery.
So, and that seminar can be, you don't even have to have any exposure or experience with working with dreams. You
no.
could be really a beginner entering on the path, and it could really change your whole life, because you would learn... Instead
yes.
of having to go to a therapist or
yes.
a psychic, you
yes.
could
yes.
get your information directly from within.
Here's a little tidbit from a workshop. I remember that there was a woman who said, I always was afraid of black cats. And she dreams a lot of black cats, recurring uh-huh. dreams. And so she entered the experience of the dream of the cat. And she told me, wow, as the cat, I felt just as vulnerable and helpless as I often feel.
Huh, that's interesting. So she got a whole different perspective, which ultimately that's what we want. We want to be able to look at life not just through our own eyes,
yes.
but to begin to look at life through others' eyes and what it's like for them and what their perspective is.
Right. And realize that's also me.
Right.
If it's in my dream, it's part of my experience. And ultimately, we can say everything is part of my experience. So we really expand the limits of who we think we are.
And we become more of who we are.
Yes.
So when you say that it's the language of the soul, you have that on your website, you've been talking about that. What do you mean by the language of the soul? When you're talking about the soul, what are you referring to?
It's that part that's not affected by our history. It's like the essence or core could be another word. And why I say the language, I think dreams talk in images, and a body symptoms are kind of symbolic symbols. And, you know, so this, the realm of images, of dance, of movement, of poetry, all of that is the realm of the soul, I would say. It's closer to the core than our intellect.
So it's the unchanging part of ourselves.
Unchanging part of ourselves. And when we are developmentally younger, we're closer to that realm. Like when we grow up as kids before 10 years old, we make up stories. And we're more in that make-believe world where everything's possible.
Is there any dream book that you would recommend?
Well, the one that influenced me the most was a Gestalt Therapy Verbatim, which is those dream transcripts from Fritz Perl. And then there are others, Inner Work.
Okay, we're going to try this caller thing
again.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Leah, this is Valentine.
Hi, Valentine.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Valentine.
You have a dream or a question?
Hello, Anna. Is it Anna? Is that her name?
Hannah.
Oh, Hannah.
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah. I just happened to be, you know, be in the car, in the vehicle, and caught the show with a friend of mine here. And I think down to, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Hi. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm excited about dreams because I use it in my work to help people around the world. And
wonderful.
You know, you know, I was born with the gift with it. When I did dream since a child, I was very excited when people would say, oh, my God, those disasters and this and that, and I would get warnings, and I thought it was really to be of help to humanity and
wonderful.
To help people. Yeah. So I was very touched by that you're doing this work and helping the souls into the light with this.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to speak to you more about this if you'd like. I can either leave my information or Leah should know about where to reach me, either one.
Okay. Do you want to give her the information?
I'm going to let the tech take your information off the air, okay?
What?
I'm going to let the tech take the information off the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank you so much for calling in. So what he mentioned brought up something for me is in thinking of dreams and other cultures and... Some cultures have actually based their day, their lives, their purposes on their dreams.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure you've studied all of that. You want to tell us anything about that?
You know, I don't know much. I know the Euro... I don't even know the name of the tribe. Senoi, I think they are called. But I don't remember... I don't know enough about that, yes. But I just have... a lot of respect of dreams and the people who take dreams seriously and live their lives with the guidance of their dreams. Now, there are different ways that guidance can be interpreted, and I myself try not to interpret, like, this means this and this means that, but I let, just like we've done, let myself or help others to embody and enter the experience of the different parts and then just let the ahas arise in the body. I like that way the
so
best.
So rather than using a book of symbols, you would say, what does that mean to you?
Yes.
If it's a dog, what does that represent?
And not even through the thinking mind, because for me, I get confused when I have to think about the dream because there are so many layers of meanings, superficial ones and deep ones, and I'm just going to take what shows up in the moment through my experience in the body.
Great. We're going to take a short break, but before we do, I want to give you out all of you Hannah's phone number, Hannah, 572-1104, 572-1104. You can call her for a 60-minute session. She's offering $25 off all the way through October and November if you say that you heard her on Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. And her website is www.yabasit.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, A-S as in Sam, I-T as in Tim, www.thedreamcoach.com, and we'll be right back.
Do you have an inspiring message, skill, gift, or product to share with others? Would you like to reach thousands of people across the island with this message at a reasonable cost? Call Leah Howard at 808-269-3137 and become a guest or sponsor on Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. Mind, Body, Spirit is dedicated to bringing our listeners quality, uplifting programming focused on nourishing the body, mind, heart, and soul. Now is the time to be a guest or sponsor, so call Leah today and get your message heard at 808-269-3137. That's 808-269-3137.
You see your way clear, one step at a time. Just know that you're here, just know that you're here for the love in your life.
Hello, I'm Psychic Channel Leah Howard. Are you wondering what your next step in life should be? Let me help you see your way clear and move into a place of more love and harmony with your soul's path. I offer private psychic channeled readings, group readings, and couples sessions. Phone sessions are also available. Call me at 808-269-3137. That's 269-3137. Or visit my website at www.leahhoward.com. LIAHHOWARD.com.
You see your way clear, one step at a time. Just know that you're here.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and today we have Hannah Hammerly here, and we're talking about dreams. The call-in number is 2427800. If you have a question or comment or a dream that you would like her to address, or 866-982-7800. 2427800. I want to let you know that there is a wonderful event coming up. It's called the Fall 2006 Healthy Hawaii Expo. I'm going to have a booth there. Would love to have you stop by and say hello. Free admission Saturday, October 21st from 10 to 5 at the Lahaina Cannery Mall. Want to know your future? Visit the popular Psychic Alley with Maui's best psychics and palm readers. Do you have pain or stress? Let our energy healers and massage therapists take it away. Looking to improve your health? Find natural products, crystals, anti-aging, essential oils, and lots more. And enjoy psychic demos, music, hula, dance, and fitness on the center stage. For information, call 669-9091. That's Eric at 669-9091. That's the Fall 2006 Healthy Hawaii Expo. And I am teaching classes. I have openings left in my Monday night intuitive development and channeling class and in the advanced class on Tuesdays from 11 to 2 in Kihei. Would love to hear from you. 269-3137. So, Hannah, it sounds like we have another caller on the air. Let's see who that is.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Okay. So, let's talk a little bit more about dreams.
Yes. I can give you another example that I remember, which is I had a client who was very uptight. She was in her 30s, and she had never had a boyfriend, no sex.
Except, oh, my God.
Except once when she was drunk in her college years. So she was really stuck. And
she moved to Maui? Good for her.
She had a traumatic experience in her teenage years. Her mom died in her room. And she was stuck, like, in teenage years. She would laugh and giggle when she farted and burped and things like that. And so I really acknowledged all these letting go experience, bodily experience of letting go of farting and burping. And so she had a dream where her bottom, the perineal floor, fell out and everything came out, like all this elimination, and she stood in a puddle. And her whole life changed in that letting go in the dream. And she, soon after that, she had a boyfriend. So she had to kind of really reevaluate how she was holding her body and her psyche.
Wow.
Yeah. So there was a trauma that had kind of kept her locked up in that teenage stage or something like that.
Right. And then when she had the dream, she was able to release it both emotionally and physically.
And I had her embody those parts too. And she had another dream of holding a ketchup bottle and squirting all these people. And she was somebody who was so neat and tidy and perfectionist. So it was so out of nature to do that for her in the dream. And it was wonderful for her to embody into the experience of being ketchup and being these people that are sprayed with ketchup and all that stuff.
And she probably became more spontaneous.
That's right.
Well, when I look at you, I see that you have a twinkle in your eye and a beautiful radiant glow, as though you're very much in touch with your inner child. Has this work helped you with that?
Yes, actually, before I even developed the dream work, I have done something called inner bonding, and I still do. And it's been a major aspect of my own healing life, which is, it fits very much with the Hawaiian spirituality, working with the inner child, the inner loving adult, and the higher self, and bringing them into alignment. And so I developed it myself, and then also heard Margaret Paul, PhD, talk about it, and she wrote a book, Inner Bonding. So I do that work a lot in my Gestalt work. It actually fits right into the Gestalt process.
So if somebody came to you for a session, they might even incorporate this into the session.
It comes up quite a lot where there's a wounded child maybe that might be afraid of us to fully moving forward into our life, you know. And there might be also a critical part or somebody that helped us protect ourselves when we were little that played like a little bit of a child-adult role, a child that tries to be an adult. And that's a fear-based adult. And I teach people how to become a love-based adult, a loving adult to the inner child and the different aspects of the inner child with the help of guidance from higher self.
Now, can we program our dreams? Can we say that we want to integrate or learn something or get a message and receive that evening?
We can tell ourselves we want a dream on a specific topic and we might get one.
So maybe we can say before we go to sleep, I want clarity on relationships, let's just say.
And it may come that night or in the next few nights.
I see.
And of course, not necessarily, but if you keep asking, it will eventually come.
Now, is there something, what is the importance of the sequence of dreams? Like if someone does remember four or five dreams, is there a sort of like a beginning, a middle, and an end, or?
I wouldn't know. I approach dreams very creatively. So whatever you have juice with, whatever interests you the most energetically, that's where you go. It can be very overwhelming to work with dreams. They may be long and epic and many dreams. And you just go to where you're most attracted to.
Now, I had heard that one way to process your own dreams is to write it in the first person. In other words, to say, give the dream a title and then just write it. I am the ocean and I am whatever.
Yes, you can do your own dream tending work in writing, and then as you write as these parts, you can write as I, yes. And I want to say that there are many ways of working with dreams. Of course, the Jungian way and the other ways. Jeremy Taylor does great work. This is just a specific way, and I want to mention that. It's a specific way of working with dreams that I personally happen to favor.
Okay, let's do an actual example. I remember just a tiny fragment, since nobody's calling in, I'm going to give this little fragment of a dream that I remember from this morning. So I woke up, and there was this boy, he was probably around 13 or 14, right around the age of my youngest child. And he was so proud of himself because he had read a whole book in one evening. And then I looked at the book and I thought, geez, there's hardly any words on each page. This is like, the book is at sixth grade level. I mean, big deal. And I was kind of judgmental about, you know, the book. I didn't say it out loud, but I thought to myself, oh, well, yeah, anybody could read that in a few hours, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think my expectations were that he was going to read some very intense volume or, you know, wise philosophy or something.
Yes.
So how would we work with that?
Well, first I would tell you, I would ask you to tell the dream in the present tense so that you bring it into the now. I am feeling judgmental of this book. And then I would ask you, which part are you most curious about?
And the book had no author's name. It was an anonymous author.
Anonymous
and I thought,
author.
He read a book, it doesn't even have an author's name on
yes,
it.
Yes, so that's anonymous. That could be a figure in your dream that you might be curious about.
The anonymous author?
No, the book.
Oh.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
The book that doesn't have an author.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I would ask you, would you be willing to enter the experience of the book.
Yes.
So where you start is you want to physically let yourself be that book, and then you can start out very simple by describing yourself as this book, and very literally is the best.
Okay, I'm a book, and I'm open, right
and
in the middle.
And go slow. Let yourself feel yourself okay. as you describe
it. We just have a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm a book, and I'm open
so
in the middle.
So go fast, then.
There's not a lot of words on each page, but the words that are there are really important.
Uh-huh. The words that are in me are really important.
Oh, okay. But the words that are in me are really important.
There are not many words in me, but the words that are in me are very important.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want anybody to know who I am because I'm not putting my name on my book. That's why I have a radio show. Okay, go on.
Well, that's, so how do you feel as you being the book and saying these things? Does that ring a bell for you?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there was a... As the dreamer, you were feeling critical about the book. Do you have anything to say as the book to the dreamer who was critical?
As the book to the dreamer.
You know, to Leah.
Well, you know what keeps coming up for me is there's nothing to hide. I don't need to hide. I feel like by not having the name on the book, mm-hmm. that there's an aspect or element of not wanting to be known or seen.
I'm not wanting to be known and seen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to be known and seen. Is that true? As book?
As the book, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell Leah, I'm afraid to be known and seen.
I'm afraid to be known and seen.
But the words that are in me, the very few, are meaningful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, and we would go on. There might be a dialogue between
Leah
and
you. We'll finish it another time.
Okay.
We're going to wrap things up. But before we do, we have some exciting guests coming up. Boy, are we so lucky to be on Maui where all these big names come and share their wisdom. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a big name because there's all this amazing wisdom coming through everybody all the time. So next week, our special guest is Janice Barcelo, M.A., and our topic is birthing a new future. Now, listeners, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. It's my teacher background. I'm sorry. But I want you to call your mom and ask her about your birth experience and just find out what it was like. What was she like? What did she go through when she was pregnant with you? And what was your birth experience like? Because next week we are going to be talking about, Janice is an expert on the prenatal and birth experiences and how they affect our lives and what we can do about them. And she was telling me that, you know, the way we interrelate in relationships can have a very profound effect based on our birth and our whole prenatal experience. So this is going to be a very exciting show. She's going to be on TV Tuesday night, Akaku, channel 52. Sorry, I have dyslexia. Channel 52, and being interviewed by Eve Hogan, if you can listen this Tuesday night. And also, coming to Maui is Dr. John DeMartini. I love this man. He's going to be talking about relationship myths, mirrors, and magic. He will be in Maui Thursday, November 16th, from 7:30 to 9:30, and then he's doing the Breakthrough Experience Saturday, November 18th, and Sunday, November 19th. This is a whole weekend of transformation, and I know a number of people that went last year, and they really did open up to deeper and deeper levels of themselves. Hannah, I want to thank you so much, and I want to remind the listeners that you are available at Dragon's Den on Saturdays for mini sessions from 12:30 to 3. You have an office there where you do private appointments. You're offering a special for 60 minutes. It's $25 off, only $50, and they can call you at
572-1104.
That's 572-1104, and say that you heard her on Mind, Body, Spirit, Inspirational Talk Radio with Leah Howard, and you will get that discount all through October and October. That's a very generous offer. And her website is www.yabasit.com. Let's see if you guys can spell it now, Y-A-B-A-S-I-T. Thank you so much for listening. Have a very beautiful and blessed week, and thank you for being here, Hannah.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you very much.